Blog Talk Radio.
Test, test, test.
Hey, what up, guys? Myron Gaines here. Today, we're going to talk about five reasons that you need Instagram in this day and age. This is going to be a good one, guys. Let's get into it, baby. Hey, what up, guys? How you guys doing, man? I know we're off to a little bit of a later start today. I'm not even going to cap, guys. I just woke up, man. I had a late night last night. Give you guys a little bit of an update of what's going on exactly. So as you guys know, we had the Fresh Fit podcast yesterday. It was an amazing show. Thank you so much. Don't forget to tune into that one. We talked about, excuse me. Man, it's escaping me. I don't even remember what we talked about. What did we talk about on the Fresh Fit podcast? Help me out, chat. What did we talk about yesterday? As I get some more water so we can get ready on this stream. Just kidding. I remember we talked about cuffing season. We talked about seven ways to retain and maintain harems. A lot of you guys wonder, hey, Myron, Fresh, how do we maintain these chicks? How do we keep them in check? How do we actually keep them where they're going to stay attracted to us, et cetera? And we gave seven ways that you can maintain a harem and be, how do I say this? But at the same time, still maintain your value and being high value. And spoiler alert, the number one thing you had to keep in place when you're going to run a harem and go in cuffing season is, contrary to popular belief, you have to continue sourcing. Yes, I said it. You got to continue sourcing, guys. So that's what's going to make you attractive. But a few quick updates, housekeeping. The Instagram course, guys, comes out this Wednesday, which means tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I repeat, the Instagram course comes out tomorrow. DMs on demand, okay, is the name of the course. Basically, if you don't get the course, you're going to get left on scene, right, by these chicks. and it comes out tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be great. It's going to be at $397, which is a steal. Quite frankly, a couple of my business coaches have already kind of scolded me and told me, what am I doing? We need to sell it for hire. But we want to make sure that we can get as many people in as we can. So it's going to be out tomorrow, $397 pre-order. Then you'll have it at that price until Black Friday. Black Friday goes up to $497. Then after Cyber Monday, it goes up to $797 and doubles in price. It's going to pretty much stick there. What you're going to get is you're going to get 11 high quality modules, right? It was 10 modules plus one, which is a bonus. And then you're also going to get 10 Zoom calls, which we're going to figure out the timing for that. But we're probably going to do 5 sessions at night, Eastern Standard Time, and then 5 sessions during the day or in the morning for anybody that's international. Depends on when we're going to look at the breakdown and see where our most of our buyers are coming from. I assume they're going to be United States. Well, we might run it where we do 1 week at one time, sometime in the evening, and then sometime where we do it in the morning so we can capture as many people as possible and coach them. And the Zoom calls, guys, is where you're going to get most of the value, okay? We're going to give the secret sauce stuff in there, and that is what's going to actually that's where the secret sauce stuff is going to be, guys, quite frankly, because if we put it in the modules, right, there's some competition watching. I can't say exactly. But if you're in the Patreon at the higher tiers and you come in the Zoom calls, you guys know what I'm talking about. There's some people watching on Fresh's Instagram. So anytime we post content as far as like, studio updates, anything like that, we just certain few people are watching. We're like, yeah, nah, we know what you guys are trying to do. So we ain't even going to give them the secret sauce. So for that, the Zoom calls are going to have to come in. And also for security, we're going to make everyone turn their camera on, et cetera, that type of thing. But the great stuff is going to be in the Zoom calls, guys. We're going to basically teach you how to put your Instagram on steroids. So with that said, let's see if we got a bunch of people in the chat. Shout out to Faceless Man, Aaron B, Zach Ways, AT. What's good, Myron? Myron has more than the man shirt he flexing today. Salute. Yeah, bro. I don't got any more clothes. That's why I'm wearing this thing. Blue Method Zoom is chill. Yes, absolutely. Brave Bird FT for the win with the Myron shirt is sexy AF. Thank you so much. Shout out to Muhammad Hindawi, one of my good friends, man, fellow Arab. It says, Forcer, grateful to the support Myron gave me during the hard times. Yeah, man. Thank you so much, dude. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that, Muhammad. So we're going to get into today, guys. Okay. Now that housewarming is done and we've figured out, announcements and everything else like that. Today, we're going to talk about 5 reasons you need to have an Instagram in today's day and age, quite frankly. And guys, I'm not even going to cap. I'm going to tell you guys like the honest truth. Look, this Instagram course we're selling, you guys don't got to buy it. You don't need Instagram to get girls. I'm going to say that right now. You can get out there and cold approach. You don't necessarily need women. You can do all this without necessarily being on Instagram. But what I will tell you is that being on Instagram is a force multiplier to get women in this day and age. I want to go over 5 reasons why. So, without further ado, let's go into the first one, which my soundboard. we'll just start with the first one. Oh, we got Solo TV, bro. Had to postpone the trip to spring. New lockdown rules. SMH, hit you later. Rock the show, yo, man. Shout out to Solo TV 84, guys. He was supposed to come in January, but as you guys know, it looks like things are starting to close back down again because of this beer bug, man. Miami, give you guys a quick little update on Miami. Miami is not good right now to go out. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, we just opened up about 2 weeks ago, but the nightlife is trash. I'm not going to lie. And then a bunch of the top bars or clubs here are still closed in Miami Beach, living story. Then on top of that, you add to the fact that, they have, like, these stupid mandates. You got to walk in with a mask. You got to, like, sit at a certain place. You can't necessarily walk around and congregate. It's weird, man. And then the other thing, too, the trend I see is London and Toronto are pretty much closed down again, which is a bad sign. You know what I'm saying? Because if those major cities are closed, I'm pretty confident that Miami is going to follow suit. New York City has some pretty strict things in place as well. So that sucks, man. But without further ado, let's get into the first one, guys. So number 5, we're going to count down 5 reasons why you need to have the importance of Instagram in 2020 and beyond. It allows you to open your pool of potential women who would not be caught dead on a dating app. Woo! Okay. So, if there's one thing I learned, gentlemen, from being here in sunny Miami, Florida, is that there are a lot of very attractive women, right? I always say Miami has the highest concentration of attractive girls. We beat everyone else, like, by far. You know what I mean? When in L.A., New York City, et cetera, I've been to all these cities. Miami by far has the highest concentration of attractive women. But what I will say is that though we have the highest concentration of attractive women, we also have a lot of, like, what I call these elusive 9s and 10s, these, like, Instagram model type chicks, these, like, super attractive women, right? And one thing I've learned about the baddest chicks, I'm talking about girls that, like, rub elbows with celebrities and athletes and all this stuff. Quite frankly, guys, they're not on dating apps. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be very difficult for you to run into these chicks in person You know, you might see them at a high-end mall here or there. You might see them, you know, walking down the street in Brickell maybe or in South Beach. You know, you might run into them if you go to like an exclusive party where only certain people are invited. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, you're not going to find like Instagram model level chicks. You know, when we're talking about aesthetics, obviously, we're talking about straight looks here. We're not talking about personality. That's a whole other conversation. But when we're talking about the baddest chicks, you're not going to necessarily find them just out and about. Now, these types of women, guys, right, if you've ever dated a 9 or a 10, these girls pride themselves on the fact that they don't have to be on dating apps, right? Like, I've dated a bunch of these chicks, and they'll tell you, like, they're almost proud to say, I've never been on Tinder, or I've never been on Bumble, or I don't hate a sugar site, or any of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? They're just, because when you're that attractive, the social media comes to you, basically. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the social value just comes to you. People just come and want to meet you. People want to get with you. Guys are all, you know, tripping over themselves to, like, you know, hang out with these types of girls. You know what I'm saying? So they don't necessarily need they don't need dating apps to meet men. So the only way you're going to be able to get a hold or get in touch with some of these, like, super bad chicks, man, is you're going to have to get on IG. That's going to be the only platform that you'll actually be able to get a shot to basically shoot your shot, if you guys know what I'm saying. Because they're not going to allow themselves to be on dating apps. And this is a common thought process among the most attractive women, man. A lot of girls, guys, you got to understand, are not going to be caught dead on Tinder, bro. It's like an insult to their own value by them saying, I need to be on a dating app to meet guys. Like, the baddest chicks love saying, I've never been on a dating app. I don't need a dating app. Like, it's easy mode, because they're getting so many leads from Instagram alone when they're going out and about with their friends. Their social circles provide them with high value guys. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, multimillionaires, like blue checkmark guys, you know, celebs, et cetera, they're not on dating apps either, right? So these chicks don't necessarily need to be on these apps to meet men. So where are they? You might catch them on a sugar site, right? Which, in, if you catch them on a site, they're going to try to, like, you know, fleece you, and they're going to want money, right? Or you'll run into them if you're invited to a boat party, you're invited to a mansion party, whatever it may be. Then you run it. Then you, you know, hey, what's your name? You get her IG. She got like 100K followers and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So the number five reason why you need to be on IG is because you're going to get access to attractive girls that you otherwise would have never had the opportunity to meet in person and or via a dating app, because they will not allow themselves to be on a dating app. Which, by the way, guys, give me one sec. I'm going to switch the sound preference to the Rodecaster Pro so you guys can hear. All right, we're back in action, baby. All right, so you guys can hear this.
Oh, hell no! Oh, yeah.
The sound effects are here, baby. Is that important? I got to stop the show real quick to get these things going. So, quick recap. Number five, you need to have an IG because you're going to be able to get a hold of women that you otherwise would have never been able to get through social circle, through meeting them in person, right? If you're not rubbing elbows in the right social circles. And these girls are not going to allow themselves to be on dating apps. So that's number five. You're going to be around the top tier hottest chicks, okay? Because these chicks ain't on Tinder, guys. Number four, all right? We're going to, like I said, we're going to count down from five to four.
Round four.
It allows you to resonate with younger women in a digital age. Woo! Man! If you guys knew how many messages I get a day on a weekly basis, do I need Instagram? Why? I'm 40 years old. This is stupid. IG sucks. I'm losing girls because I don't have an Instagram. What's going on here? Blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you guys something, man, about the current dating marketplace today. Am I saying you need Tinder? Am I saying you need Instagram to get women? No, I ain't saying that. But what I am saying is you're absolutely going to shoot yourself in the foot if you don't have one, especially when you deal with younger women. Hence the reason why number four is so important. If you're dealing with a chick right now that's under 25 years old, right? And, or maybe I would venture even to say under 30 nowadays, right? Because social media has impacted so many different women, especially different age groups. You got 40-year-olds now that are on social media more than like 20-year-old guys. You know what I'm saying? Social media for women is like crack, guys. You got to understand that. Because social media feeds a woman's innate need for attention, okay? This is the reality. Like seriously, guys. Like, women absolutely destroy men when it comes to Instagram usage. About 60% of Instagram users are women, right? And they're far more likely to be on it. And on top of that, younger girls are way more, they're almost always on Instagram. So if you're an older guy and you're trying to date younger women and you don't have an Instagram, it's going to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? She's going to think you're weird. She's going to think something wrong with you. Why aren't you on social media, etc.? Because you guys got to understand, I know I have a lot of, I'm 30 years old. And I know I have viewers around my age group, right? So we can go back to a time, you know, back in memory lane, where you didn't need social media. You know, it was awesome. You can go to a club. You had your flip phone. You know what I'm saying? Like you were able to talk to a girl and she wouldn't be doing scrolling and like, I'm on Instagram. I'm on Snapchat. Oh, I don't get my number out. You on my Instagram. Ah. Like, yes, guys, there was a day and time back in the day when you're able to go out and run night game and not have a girl try to curve you and tell you, oh, follow me on Instagram instead. You know what I'm saying? This was, and this is why, even though I love mystery, right? And I think I always recommend this book, The Mystery Method. You need to read it because it has great theory in there. His application is dated, man, because quite frankly, the way the game is now, social media has changed it. Anybody that sits here and tries to tell you the game hasn't changed is capping because it has absolutely changed. And you can thank social media and more notably Instagram for that. So with younger girls, if you don't have an Instagram, they're automatically going to think something's wrong with you, and they're going to automatically think you're lower value. They're going to think you have something to hide. You know what I'm saying? And this is how a lot of people that are younger, right, especially like these Gen Z type people, this is how they think because they grew up with iPads. They grew up with smartphones. They grew up with technology at their fingertips, unlike us. I remember I didn't get my first cell phone until I was 17, right? Kids nowadays, my little brother, he's 18. He had a cell phone when he was like 12. You know what I'm saying? So kids are getting used to using technology and telephones sooner and sooner and sooner. So when you don't have an Instagram, you guys got to understand you're not going to resonate with younger women because they grew a lot of these younger chicks that you're dealing with, that you're trying to date, these 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 year olds that are very attractive. They grew up with an iPad to some degree, or they grew up with a smartphone. So they're going to think you're crazy for not being on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Or not being on some kind of social media. So that's number four, guys. You're going to be able to resonate with younger women. So, guys, we got 136 people watching live. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, because the YouTube algorithm does not like people like me give you guys the truth about the sexual marketplace and how things really operate. And I'm going to try to keep this clean because I swore a lot on the Fresh Fit podcast yesterday. But continuing on, and by the way, guys, we will have the phone lines open, or by we, I mean myself. I'm just a one-man show right now, so that's why I'm running back and forth, you know, with my No Problemo t-shirt, even though it is a problem because this is not easy, but we're going to keep going, baby. All right, so we're going to go into number three.
Round three.
Counting down, guys. It allows you to verify you're not a catfish and adds more trust to the situation. So, number five, obviously, it's you're going to be able to talk to girls that you otherwise would have never met, because we already talked about how the hottest chicks are not on Instagram. They're not on dating apps like Tinder and Bumble. And it's going to be very difficult for you to meet them in person because they only run in certain social circles, right, with higher value men and other high value women. So Instagram is a way to get to them. Number four, we talked about it resonates with younger women. Now, number three dovetails perfectly into it. It allows you to verify you're not a catfish. So as you guys know, thanks to the beer bug and the year 2020 in general, online dating has exploded. I did a course with my boy John from Online Dating. Shout out to him, called Pandemic Pickup. And it did well. And one thing I learned from that course is a lot of guys are not that good with online dating. A lot of guys, have basic things that need to get fixed. Bad pictures, messaging sequences are off, not setting up dates, not getting to the point, not getting her off the app quickly, all this other stuff. So when you're And quite frankly, guys, this is coming from Cold Approach Advocate. The way things are looking right now, with these lockdowns coming back into place, you know, Europe's already done it. Canada's already done it. It's a matter of time until I think Chicago's already started to close down again. New York has strict, curfews. And then here in Miami, we're probably going to close down again, too. And we just opened like 2 weeks ago, so I'm tight, man. Not too happy about that. But with these crazy times that we have with the beer bug, right, lockdowns are going to come again. With lockdowns means you need to use online dating to meet women, right? Because I'm not going to lie to you guys, when I cold approach chicks, I still cold approach. I don't care. I even made a video for you guys on how to cold approach during the Rona times. You know what I mean? With the mat, pulling down the mask and talk to him. Make sure to watch that video. Give it a like or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And I demonstrated how to talk to a girl during these crazy times. But even with all that, guys, you're still going to have a tough time because a lot of girls believe in this. I won't even use the word because YouTube is gonna get mad. But they believe in this beer bug, okay? So a lot of the time, your only option is online dating. Now, with online dating, when you meet a chick off of Tinder, Bumble, all these sites, a lot of the time, they're going to ask you, do you have an Instagram? And I'm going to tell you guys, if you say no, that might cause you some problems. You know what I'm saying? Now, like I said, does that mean you're going to lose the girl? Absolutely not. This is why we teach you guys all the time. If you don't have an Instagram, if you don't have an Instagram, or better yet, if your Instagram sucks, don't give it. Instead, text her and then have a FaceTime call with her to verify you're real. That's a way to get around any type of catfish. But if you have a good Instagram, it's going to do a lot of the work for you. You know what I'm saying? If your IG is good enough, you might not even have to necessarily call her or FaceTime her because we always talk about FaceTiming a girl when you get her number or calling her to mitigate flake rates. As we know, the flake epidemic in the West is wild. These girls are out here flaking on everybody. You know, it's literally a blizzard out here with the amount of flakes going on. You know what I'm saying? And I know that was a funny joke. I know you guys like that one. Anyway, but girls flake a lot. So one way to mitigate the flaking is by getting her on a FaceTime call, etc., or talking to her. And you also want to verify she's not a catfish. And on top of that, it adds a layer of safety. If you can't do that, you might be able to do that with your Instagram. And it's going to add another layer of security that you're a normal guy. Because a lot of the time when girls ask your Instagram, men, this is going to be a game changer right here, guys. You got to understand. Men ask for Instagram to verify the chick looks the way she looks or she's like not ugly. Women ask for Instagram to not just verify how you look, but also for safety reasons. A guy will ask for a chick for Instagram and he'll look at like a couple of her pics. Oh, okay, I could do this. Cool. Put the phone down, right? Done, right? Verified. Okay. Girl, on the other hand, she's going to look through all your pictures. She's going to look at the comments. She's going to look at, this is assuming she wants to actually go out and date you. You know what I'm saying? If she's going to meet you on a date, bruh, it's going to be Inspector Gadget time. She's going to like, you know, pull out all kinds of widgets and gadgets. And she's going to look at your, comments. She's going to look at how many followers you have. She's going to look at the people you're following. If you guys have common followers or whatever it may be, she's going to look at that. She's going to look at your pictures, make sure that you're not crazy. She's going to look at your stories to see how you interact with other people. She's going to look for some kind of pre-selection with maybe other girls, social proof with you, with other friends. She's going to look at all these things, right? Then she's going to show up on a date, okay? Because believe it or not, guys, and my players in here know this, chicks typically don't show up on dates until they can do like a full background investigation on you to some degree. And rightfully so. I'm not even going to knock them because a lot of girls have been on dates with a lot of strange individuals, quite frankly. You know what I'm saying? You know, imagine going on a date every single time and it's like some dude that's a mute on the other side, like. You know what I'm saying? The girl's going to be like.
Run.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? Like, oh, yo, what's wrong with this dude? But girls have been on so many bad dates, man. This is why so many women flake, etc. So since a lot of girls flake, you know, this is a way that you're going to be able to kind of verify that you're a real person. Okay. So Instagram helps alleviate catfish concerns for the girl, and it also helps alleviate – it's another added layer of security that you might not be crazy when she can look at your pictures and see you live a normal life. So it does a lot of social proofing for you, okay? So that's another reason why Instagram is so important. And, guys, we got 177 people watching right now. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the Unplugged Lifestyle channel. Also, get on the Patreon, patreon.com/freshfit, where me and Fresh pretty much upload a video every single day, right? If you get in at the $20 tier, we pretty much do a video response to one question per patron per month. And we've just been knocking those things out, releasing a video every single day for our patrons. If you're in the $50 tier, you get two video responses. In the 97 tier, you get three video responses. And in the 97 tier, you get access to a Telegram chat and two Zoom calls per week. At the $50 tier, you get access to one Zoom call per week and two video responses. The $20 tier, you get one video response and you get access to what we call receipt tier content, which is where we have pictures and video and stuff like that of the cool stuff we do with chicks, whatever it may be. And that's, you know, to protect the girls that we deal with. Because there are a lot of weirdos out there that be sending weird DMs to chicks that I feature. And guys, please stop doing that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, guys, please don't harass the girls that you see me at Fresh with, man. Don't DM them like, hey, Myron, did you give her that BBC? Like, well, or, you know what I'm saying? Or like, did Myron give you that BBC or ABC? You know, like, don't do that, guys. You know what I'm saying? Please do us a solid and don't do that. Hey, we got Fresh CEO just walked in.
John DeMarco.
Shout out to the Bayesian collector. So, anyway. my neighbors are going to kick me out this place, guys. We pretty much got like a full-on content house here. Like Andrew ESQ, the lawyer, he comes here and he films. Fresh comes down here. We film content here with the Patreon. He films stuff for his stuff. So, yeah. But anyway, let's continue on, right? Obviously, we're trying to keep the entertainment value high. So we're going to get into the top two things, reasons why you need Instagram. So quick recap, guys. Okay, let's go back real fast. For the people that might have just joined us, because we got 176 people watching. Okay, number five, you're going to get access to women that you otherwise never would have gotten, right? Because we always talk about the baddest chicks aren't necessarily on Instagram. Excuse me, they're not on Tinder or Bumble or whatever it may be. And you might not have the social clout to run in their circles. So how are you going to get access to these women? Instagram, right? The hottest chicks are all on Instagram. They might not necessarily be on a dating site, but they'll be on Instagram. And if your Instagram is set up right, you'll be able to basically get these chicks out on a date that you otherwise would have never been able to meet in person or online dating. That's number five, right? Number four, it allows you to resonate with younger women. Quite frankly, guys, an unfortunate reality is if you're dealing with younger chicks in their 20s, if you don't have an Instagram, you're going to lose points. You might still be able to close and work them, don't get me wrong, but it is going to be a handicap against you, okay, not having an Instagram. They're going to think something's wrong with you. Then that dovetails perfectly into number three. It allows you to verify that you're a real person. It alleviates safety concerns because she can start looking at your profile, adds a layer of security to that. And on top of that, it verifies that you're not going to catfish her because just like I told you guys, serious game, men ask for a girl's Instagram to verify she's not fat or ugly. Women ask for an Instagram to verify you're not a loser, a creep, a serial killer, as well as to verify that you also are who you say you are and you look the way you do. But for women, the looks aren't as important. They need to verify other things, and that's why they're going to stalk the crap out of your Instagram profile. As a matter of fact, let me take you guys down memory lane real quick before we get into the top two. I've lost many girls because of my IG, okay? Many. As you guys know, my Instagram is Unplugged Fit. On there, I talk about, I put out like RP type content, right? I'm helping men become better. And let me tell you guys something about putting out that kind of content. A lot of chicks aren't going to necessarily like that. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, yo, what's wrong with this dude? And you're going to lose girls by doing this. So since you're going to lose girls doing this, it's best to probably not have an IG that has that type of content. But girls always stalk it right before you're going to have a date. So I've had it where I've had a date set up. Chick looks at my IG and she's just like, oh, no, I'm not going to go out. I don't like your content. You're a misogynist, blah, blah, blah. Anytime you reveal any unflattering reality about how women may select, they're going to try to knock you. So with that said, guys, girls are definitely going to stalk your Instagram before they date you. Have I still went on many dates after giving my IG? Yeah, because the girl liked me anyway. She didn't even care. Or she didn't stalk me that hard because she had her attraction level was high. But understand that if a girl agrees to go on a date with you, she's going to scrub your Instagram. All right? So now that we got that out the way, right? Now we're going to get into the top two reasons you need an IG in today's digital age.
Round two, fight.
This has nothing to do with dating, actually. It allows you to network with other high-value men. And this is very important, guys. So for some of you guys out there might not know how me and Fresh met. And I'll tell you guys right now. I robbed him. No, I'm just kidding. No, what happened, guys, was we met through Solo TV. So obviously, you guys know I did the 7 with Donovan. When I did the 7 with Donovan, that's how I met Solo TV 84. Shout out to Solo TV 84. He gave a super chat earlier. That's my man's right there. And Solo TV 84 is friends with Fresh Prince CEO. He had actually come down here to Miami and hung out with him. So Solo put me in touch with Fresh Prince. And guys, I kid you not, I literally DM'd Fresh. I said, hey man, I'm in the area. We should definitely get together and collab sometime. I see you run a prank channel. Because at the time, Fresh was running his Fresh Prince CEO channel, which is a prank channel with gold diggers, etc. And he was like, yeah man, sure. And we jumped on like a FaceTime call on Instagram, an Instagram phone call, and we chopped it up for like an hour. And we were talking, like, you, as you guys know, when you're a player, right, or like a professional womanizer, you recognize other guys that are womanizers. So I knew right away when I was talking with this guy, like, yo, this dude knows what he's talking about. And we had dealt with some of the same chicks. We had dealt and partied at the same places. You know, we had been kind of in the same scene, right? So I was like, yo, and you're RP aware? Bro, we got to meet right now. So we met that day. I went over to his spot. I met him. I met his roommate, who's also a very good dude. Also RP aware, former dating coach, actually, with a very high-level dating coach that's very famous. You guys probably know. But his roommate is also very good with the ladies as well. We chopped it up. We talked about getting chicks. We talked about Miami. We talked about the marketplace. We talked about social media. A million things. But we have not met if it was not for Instagram. You would not be getting this social – you would not be getting this podcast right now probably in this studio had I not met Fresh through Solo TV and through Instagram, man. It was an Instagram phone call that connected us, guys. So Instagram allows you to network with a lot of high-value men, man. And quite frankly, it's very important. You know what I mean? Because – you're going to be able to, when you have your profile set up a certain way, people are going to look at it and be like, whoa, this guy has a cool lifestyle. I would like to work with this guy. And when other men see success, they want to work with you. I got a quick little ad that I'm going to play for you guys to demonstrate the power of Instagram for networking. Yo, hot fire, hot fire. Hope you guys enjoyed that one, man. No, guys, we, you know, all, no jokes aside, that's our boy, Pedro. He just has a McLaren, very successful dude. Another dude that Fresh met through Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Like he saw Fresh's YouTube channel of him doing the pranks. He reached out to him on Instagram. They linked up and now they're friends, guys. And then we were able to get him to come and help us with that ad. So, man, that's the importance of social media in general, guys, and of the power of Instagram so that you can, you know what I'm saying, so that you can network and build yourself up. Because quite frankly, guys, to build a successful empire, one thing I've learned, man, is I can't do it alone. Like, you guys don't understand how many people I got behind the scenes helping me. I got Fresh. He's literally Fresh on the ones and twos right now as you guys are speaking, right, helping me with this. What do we got? Are we lagging a bit? Fresh, are we lagging a bit here? On the – little bit? Okay. We'll get, oh, you know what? Turn the Wi-Fi off on the computer. That might be what it is. Yeah. Okay, guys, we're going to fix it. The choppiness is going to end right now. But anyway, so you guys can still hear this excellent audio. can you guys, are we still live? You guys hear me? Test chat. Test. No, it shouldn't. We're still direct connected. Yep. Okay, you guys can hear me. All right. Don't worry. That's going to fix right now, guys. We we got the we had the Wi-Fi on with the computer. That's what happened. But now we're direct connected. So as long as you guys can hear me, that's fine. It said the frame freezed. Should we refresh this? Refresh the thing? It says frozen. Try refreshing the StreamYard, I guess. They can hear me, but yeah, guys, hold on. We're going to give us a second. Technical difficulties here. We're going to refresh the page. All right, let's see here. You guys can still hear me? Okay, they can still hear me. And then let's see here.
Can they see you?
Yeah, they can see me, but it's coming in a little blurry. hit two or three. Yep. Okay. I think they can see me now. Still coming in blurry?
I can see you now.
Okay. So, all right. We'll keep with the sound a little bit until we figure this out. Fresh is behind the scenes. He's going to fix it. But since you guys can hear me, that's why it's so important, man, to be able to network on social media and be able to put yourself around other high-value guys. Because quite frankly, guys, that's going to be more important than meeting chicks. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say that again, bro. Networking with high-value men is more important than getting chicks, because networking with high-value men is how you're going to make money so that you can get the chicks anyway as a byproduct you making money. You know what I'm saying? So Instagram is very important for doing that. You know what I'm saying? Fresh was able to land an awesome interview with Andrew Tate because his Instagram was set up well. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's proof in the pudding right there, that having a good Instagram creates social proof so people want to deal and work with you, and they were able to do a great stream. Go check his CEO Lifestyle channel. And they had they did a whole live stream on Instagram and getting girls. So, but if it wasn't for Fresh having his Instagram on point, right, and being congruent to that Instagram profile as well, being a cool guy with a cool lifestyle, whatever, you know, Andrew probably wouldn't have wanted to do the interview with him. You know what I'm saying? So, so that's the importance of having a good social media presence where you can network with other high value men. So with that said, guys, we got 186 live watching right now. Is this still coming in blurry, Fresh? Looks blurry on my side too. Looks good on StreamYard. Guys, how are we looking right now on the StreamYard? Are we Yep. Oh yeah, close that, man. Yeah, close that. Yeah, bro. Close that. Oh man. Yeah, so guys, sorry about that. The reason why is because we're actually uploading videos right now to the Instagram course. Oh man. Yeah, that's why I was wondering why it wasn't coming in so blurry, man. That is why, guys. So you guys should see, we're going to fix this right now. Bear with us. yeah, are we on now? I see a black screen, Fresh. Bear with us, guys. Bear with us. We apologize for this. We're trying to get the course uploaded to my Kajabi for you guys, and that's why it's slowing down a bit, because the video quality that we're using is pretty much like, we shot the whole course in 4K. So putting that on my Kajabi obviously kills a lot of bandwidth, because all the videos are super high quality. Is it still blurry, guys? What do you guys see in the chat? Yeah, it's download interference. Yeah. So guys in the chat, give us a quick, what do you guys see? Give us a quick little thing of what you guys see right now. Chat. Yeah, because I can't see myself on camera. Yeah, give us one sec, guys. We're having some technical difficulty. Yeah, they could barely see. Yeah, dude, close the download.
I did.
Yeah, refresh the page too.
Won't that end the stream?
No, it won't end the stream. Refresh it. Well, it might end it, but let's see. If anything, I could just come back in. All right, we're going to refresh the stream. Guys, give us one sec. Yeah, dude, just do it. Okay, now we're back. We're back. Okay, we're back and we're good. Fresh came in. He messed it up for all you guys. Blame him. Leave him an angry DM. Fresh Prince CEO is his Instagram. Go in there and tell him, yo, what were you thinking? Are you
dumb?
You know what I'm saying? Try to upload a 4K video while I'm live streaming. This guy, man. And he's a computer expert too, which is, it has me even more dead. But anyway, okay, guys. Sorry for that. We apologize. We got 177 live viewers, man. So we didn't lose too many of you. Thank you for bearing with us and supporting us. Thank you so much. So quick recap before we get into the number one reason why you need Instagram in today's day and age. Number five, it allows you to meet and deal with girls that you otherwise would have never been able to meet, okay? Because, you know, we know that the hottest girls definitely, they're not on Tinder and Bumble, et cetera. They're typically on Instagram and or in high-value social circles that you're not going to be able to get a part of if you don't rub elbows with those social circles, because we all know guys don't let other guys in. So Instagram is a way to get around that. Number four.
Round four.
Lets you and it allows you to resonate with younger women in the digital media age. We know that women nowadays, especially younger girls, put a lot of stake on social media. So as a older guy, you're going to be able to resonate with these chicks and be able to pull them into your dating funnel. Because if you don't have an Instagram, you might lose them off that. Am I saying Instagram is required? No, but it'll make the transition easier. Number three.
Round three.
It allows you to verify you're not a catfish. Like we always tell you guys, men verify on Instagram to make sure she's not fat or ugly. Women verify not just to make sure that you are who you say you are from a look standpoint, but more importantly, girls want to stalk your profile to make sure you're not crazy or you're not going to kill them when they show up on a date. It's also a safety verification too. Women ain't going to tell you that, but that's a big reason why they ask for your Instagram. They want to look at your lifestyle. They want to see if what your pictures look like. They want to see social proof. They want to see your friends, etc. So that's why also having Instagram is going to be good. It's going to help verify who you are and create another layer of safety. And then number two, before the internet crashed on us because Fresh wanted to upload a 4K video midstream. Number two is it allows you to network with other high value men. I gave you guys a story myself of how me and Fresh met. How Fresh met the guy Pedro that you guys saw in the ad with the McLaren. How he was able to get Andrew on his YouTube channel to do an interview because he had a high value Instagram. So you're able to network with other high value men. And quite frankly, guys, this is more important than pulling chicks. Okay. Being able to network with other high value men is how you're going to actually make money. So that brings us to the final reason that you need to have an IG in 2020 and beyond in the digital media age or digital social media age.
Final round.
Guys, it creates passive demonstrations of higher value to allow girls to boomerang back to you that otherwise would have curved you back before. Man, now, I hate admitting this, right? But Fresh has a very good scheme that he does. Besides trying to upload 4K videos in the middle of a stream and making us all lag into infinity. He does something, as you guys know, me and him have completely different dating strategies. Girl does some BS to me, I kick her immediately to the curb. I might clown her, you know what I'm saying, whatever it may be. I'm getting rid of her. Fresh, however, will keep her on Instagram and let her see his stories, let her see his posts, etc. And after some time, these girls come around, right? They say, hey. Well, you know, they'll make a smiley face or a hard eyes on one of his stories or whatever it may be. And then he sets up the date right there. Because quite frankly, guys, I always say this. If a girl comments on your Instagram post, whether it's a post or a story, whatever, what she's basically saying is, talk to me because I am too much of a coward to actually make a real attempt to talk to you. And I also flaked on you before, so I need some plausible deniability where one foot is in and one foot is out, where I'm just commenting and it doesn't look like I'm actually hitting on you. But I need you to take initiative. Because you guys got to understand, women don't want accountability when it comes to the sexual marketplace. They want you to do everything as the guy to make something happen. All right? This is why passive men are so unattractive to women. You know what I'm saying? Because you're basically saying on certain terms, oh, I'm not man enough to make the move. I need you to make the move. And quite frankly, even a chick that has high interest in you, the most she's probably going to do when she slides in your DMs is maybe give you a smiley face, a hi, a hello. She ain't going to be like, oh, we should go on a date or like deliberately try to set something up. She's just going to give you an alley-oop, you know, and then you got to dunk it. You know what I'm saying? So this is what happens when you have a good Instagram. You're basically throwing yourself alley-oops to dunk the chicks that like, you know, hit you up on Instagram when they see your stories, etc. Because when you DHV long enough and hard enough, consistently enough, the girls are going to be like, wow, this guy's congruent to this. I flaked on this guy before. I'm going to go meet him. I'll give you guys a quick little story. So Fresh ain't going to like this story, but I'm going to say it anyway. There's this girl in this building, okay? We'll not say who she is. She's bad, real bad, okay? She doesn't work. She doesn't have a job, all right? She's sponsored, like a lot of girls in Miami, all right? Fresh met her when we were setting up the studio early on, like last month, right? This chick was flaking. Supposed to meet her, I think, on one or two occasions. What was it, Fresh? Like one or two? One or two occasions, right? He don't want to answer nothing. He's like, I don't know. He's supposed to go out with her like one or two times. Bruh, this girl flaked. We ran into her in the elevator one time. She was lit off her mind in the middle of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like 2 p.m. lit on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm like, bruh, does this girl have, like, what? How does she afford to live in this building without a job? So she flakes on him. But guess what happens? She decides to go out with him to a car show, all right, this weekend. You guys want to know why? She kind of spilled the beans when she was out on a date with him yesterday at the car show this weekend. And we talked about this on the Fresh Fit podcast, but she basically started to like kind of allude that the guy that she's dealing with was having some financial problems. So I always tell you guys, man, don't tell women your problems, bro. They're not equipped to help you. And if you talk about any of your financial woes with a woman, she's going to lose attraction for you like that, guys. As soon as you talk about, oh, I don't know if I could make rent. Oh, oh no, whatever. Bruh, she's just in the back of her mind like, I'm about to move on to the next guy. You know what I'm saying? That hypergamy starts like, ding. That spidey sense, you know what I'm saying? This guy's get low value, got to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? And next thing you know, she went to a car show afresh. You know what I'm saying? A girl that curved him went with him to the car show. Why is that? Because she saw his stories. She saw him flexing, DHVing, all, you know, on the Instagram all the time. And then he was able to close it and get her on a date. So I think it's still a work in progress. He didn't like make a move to try to close it that day because they, you know, they were up in Fort Lauderdale or whatever. But he's going to go on another date with her. And if he closes it, this is going to prove, again, guys, the power of Instagram, where you're able to do passive demonstrations of higher value consistently and turn a girl around that otherwise would have never given you the benefit of the doubt or went out with you again. You know what I'm saying? And I'm man enough to admit to you guys, that's not a facet of my game because I kick girls immediately. I don't even care. Like, if she's not dealing with me, I kick her to the curb. But I got to respect Fresh for doing this because this is a great way to be able to get girls that you otherwise would have maybe lost thanks to the power of Instagram and doing what I call passive demonstrations of higher value, which is the equivalent of like making money in your sleep. Passive income, we talk about passive income. A good Instagram setup will give you passive demonstrations of higher value. Shout out to Daniel Bugaba with the UGX $5,000. I don't know what country that is, but I'm going to assume that's like $5 US. Eddie Jones, insert finish line here. Yep. Shout out to Eddie Jones with the $9.99 Super Chat, loyal patron. We got Ryan, the $4.99 Super Chat. What is the best approach to get the blue check mark on IG? Buy the followers? Fake it or take forever and do it organically? All right. Well, with that said, we're going to run into the Q&A. Do we got any other Super Chats, Fresh? All right. Well, I'll answer this question. And then, guys, phone lines are open. Okay? And I'm going to answer this question, then we'll go right into the phone lines. The number to call, guys, is 515-605-9740. Call in with your questions. We'll go for another 15, maybe 20 minutes or so, answer the questions. Make sure to call in and make fun of Fresh for trying to upload a 4K video in the middle of a live stream and getting us lagging to eternity. So, 515-605-9740. So I'm going to answer this question on Instagram as far as how do you get a blue check, and then is it worth it to buy fake followers, whatever. Number one, blue Instagram check. Woo, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to cap, guys. The blue Instagram check is not easy to get at all. It is very difficult to get verified on Instagram. Instagram is the hardest social media app to get verified on. I know social media influencers, who will not disclose their names, but they're very famous, and they have blue checks now, but they were on TV before. They were featured in magazines. They have huge YouTube channels, and they still got denied multiple times of getting the blue check mark, okay? And they had to get it on, like, the third or fourth attempt. It is very difficult, guys, to get an Instagram blue check. And anyone that tells you, oh, you could buy one for $10,000 to $15,000 or any of this other stuff, bruh, more than likely it's going to be a scam. You know what I'm saying? Like, 9 out of 10 times it's going to be a scam because you guys got to understand, since Instagram is the top social media app in the world, they take verification very seriously. You know what I'm saying? So the way to get verified is you pretty much got to have clout. You got to have articles written about you. You got to have been featured on some kind of like noteworthy television show or whatever it may be. You have to have basically a following to the point. Here's a good litmus test. You need to have a following to the point that there's going to be other losers out there trying to make a fake profile and pitch themselves as you, right? Like if you got enough clout to the point where people are making fake profiles as you and getting 10,000, 100,000 followers thinking that it's really your page, right? And they can scam people, that's when the verification comes in. The verification, guys, you got to understand, it wasn't designed to get girls, which you know, is a convenient byproduct of it, right? But it was designed to protect Instagram users from getting scammed from charlatans posing to be the celebrity and or personality that that person wanted to actually follow, and or worse yet, spending money with this charlatan on a course or some kind of service that the real person really provides, and this other person hey, buy my course, right? Like Dan Lok gets made, you know, a lot of people fake his stuff, a lot of fake profiles of Dan Lok. They'll sit there, buy my my course on sales, right? And they'll do it, make a fake Dan Lok profile and scam people. Guys like Dan Lok definitely need to get verified so that you can know you're buying the product from the actual content creator. You know what I'm saying? So that's where verifications came in, guys. So with that said, it's not easy to get. I will tell you this, though, because I have a couple of blue check friends. All the girls respond to your DMs. It's almost automatic response if you got a blue check, because the way the Instagram algorithm reads, when you're a blue check and you DM a girl, it's pretty much going to go right to her general box almost all the time. You know what I'm saying? Instead of going into like the or her direct inbox, excuse me, versus like her inbox that like isn't, she has to manually check, it goes right into her direct one. So that's the importance of having a blue check. Now, to answer your second question, we got a couple of people on the phone lines as well, which we will get to you guys in a second before and I'll answer this question. The second question was buying fake followers versus buying fake followers versus organic growth. This is an excellent question, and we actually talk about this in the course specifically. We break down each route that you can take. You can do either, but you got to understand there's pluses and negatives to each, and we break this down in detail how to do it. And if you are going to get fake followers, how to do it in a safe manner that's not going to mess you up. And we also do talk about how to do it organically, right? So we give you both options. So it depends. You know, I would have to see your Instagram profile and see if you need to buy or you could do an organic push. You know what I'm saying? So it's a very particular question based on the profile, you know what I mean? And your needs and everything like that. So definitely get on the course. You know, and we'll be, and you'll be able to, in the Zoom calls, we're going to be helping you guys out one-on-one. This is why the Zoom calls are going to be so critical, because we're going to be able to give you guys direct feedback on your social media profile and what you specifically need. You might be a guy where you're running a page where you're trying to like pull chicks off cooking. Then we're going to give you guys strategies to organically grow it, so you can get a lot of growth to your page, right? Versus if you're like, you know, you own some kind of certain business or you're making a profile strictly to get girls, we might give you another route on getting followers that isn't organic. You know what I mean? So it depends on your profile, but we provide both options in the course, detailed instructions on each. And then on the Zoom calls, we're going to pretty much tailor it to you. So you guys, when you get the course, you got to get on the Zoom calls. The Zoom calls where the secret sauce is going to be that we can't reveal in the modules, because we know competition is watching Fresh's Instagram like hawks. So with that said, before we get into, we got two callers on the line. Let's take the phone calls. What's the first one, Fresh?
469.
469? Okay. So let's get 469 on the line.
What up,
469?
You
here?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, so you and Fresh, y'all doing a wonderful job. The six, Jab, Kevin, y'all all doing a wonderful job. But okay, so I basically saw what you did. I'm basically out of a divorce. I'm starting a new Instagram, like you did. So, you know, the particular times, you know, you got the particular times, the best of the times to post, what to put as far as the hashtags and stuff to get notoriety and get in the explore box. But what else can you do to grow your page?
You mean like to like get more followers organically?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. So so all social media apps, guys, and especially Instagram nowadays, engagement is king, man. Like engagement, basically, the more engaging your post, the more they're gonna push you in the algorithm. So with all these apps, YouTube, social, Instagram, Facebook, etc., the longer you can, if you can make people comment on your post, like your post, share your post. You know what I'm saying? Watch your entire video if you have like a reel or a video or whatever it may be. The longer you can keep people on the app, the more the Instagram algorithm pushes you to the front of the line. You know what I'm saying? So engagement is king when it comes to going up in the algorithm. So you need to have engaging posts that get people commenting, liking, well, not necessarily subscribing, but you need to subscribe to this channel, guys. And don't forget to like the video. But basically, your goal is to keep as many people on the app as possible. So the more engaging your post, the more you're going to get pushed in the algorithm. Engagement is king when it comes to all the social media apps, especially Instagram.
All right, one more quick question. Would it be beneficial to engage on other people's, you know, comment on them, go into the explore page, go on there, put a comment, something with a witful tat, you know, be witty, so they can engage back? Because I'm basically starting fresh.
Yeah. So you definitely want to do that. And we actually teach you guys exactly how to do that within, like, your realm. You know what I'm saying? We teach you guys how to, like, find like-minded profiles and, like, deal with it and, like, put yourself in a situation where you can increase your engagement. You know what I'm saying? By, like, using other profiles. So we teach you how to do that as well.
Okay. Appreciate you, man.
No worries, man. No worries. And real quick, I've got a so we'll move on to the next caller. So I got a quick story to tell you guys before we take on the next caller. The other day, I was at a CVS, and I see this bad chick, man. She had, like, pink hair. But it was, like, it was obvious she was, like, a dancer of some kind. You know what I mean? It wasn't, like, the feminist pink hair. It was, like, one of those, like, I'm a dancer and I like to, be like, stand out. You know, because I could tell from her body she was probably, like, you know, worked at some kind of exotic dancing club here in Miami that I might or might not be banned from. And because I don't pay when I go to strip clubs, guys. I always, you know what I'm saying? I go there to game. I don't go there to, you know, throw dollar bills and everything. I'm proud to say I've never spent a dollar in a exotic club, if you know what I'm saying. Don't want the YouTube algorithm to get mad at me. But anyway, I digress. So I see her, and she walks out the store. I walk out the store at the same time, and I go and try to make a cold approach. And this ad that I'm about to play for you guys right now was actually literally like 10 minutes or like when I 10 minutes after I got back home, and I was telling Fresh this story, and he was like, yo, bro, we should talk about this. So we're going to play this real quick, guys. This is the importance of having social media in a world nowadays where cold approach is, even me as a cold approach advocate, it's not necessarily the best option all the time now. So check this out, guys.
Hey, what up, Fresh Print CEO? What's going on with you, man?
What's up, bro?
Yo, so I had this crazy situation just now, man. I was at, you know, my favorite place, the pharmacy store, the Sizz, so to speak, right?
At CVS?
Yeah, at CVS.
What happened?
See, this girl, she has pink hair, but she has a bad body, bro. So, like, she's going outside, so I go outside as well, and I, like, stop her, and I'm like, hey, you know, I get my pickup line, my opener. Hey, you're almost as cute as me. And she doesn't even look at me, right? She just like,
yeah, don't worry about it, I got you.
She just like glued on the phone, bro. And I'm like,
yeah, like,
and obviously I didn't like, I gave her some space. I wasn't weird about it, whatever. Maybe textbook, you know.
Yo, real talk, man. Like, you need to get on your social media game, because you can be at home chilling like me in the studio, and you get bad chicks hitting you up.
Yeah, man, it's digital world we live in, bro. You're really gonna only be able to get chicks if you like maximize social media. You know, cold approach is cool and everything, but she ain't gonna be able to see.
No, I'm serious, bro. Like, from your own comfort of your own home, literally, wherever you're at.
Yeah, man, cold approach and these chicks is getting me tight, man. I need to switch it up a little bit, and I'm excited to learn the social media way on how to do this.
I know it sucks. I do cold approach sometimes, but I got you, bro. Don't worry about it. We're definitely gonna help you out with this and get your social media game on point. But yeah, bro. Oh, I gotta go, man. I gotta go. I'm gonna holla at you.
Hey, Fresh, you there? Man, this dude, bro.
So yeah, man, that was a real story. I actually got declined that day, and I was like, you know what? We could just weave this in, because as you guys know, man, we walk it like we talk, and we're actually out here talking to these chicks, man. So it worked perfectly, because we played this ad when we were on live with Lacar yesterday. They're like, yo, you guys are good actors. We're like, Brian Acton, I really got you turned down earlier when I was talking to this chick, man. So, all right, we're going to hit the phone lines. We got a caller on. We'll answer some questions. What's up, caller? You're on the Gaines podcast with Myron Gaines, bro. How are you?
Hello.
Yo, what up?
Hello.
Yep, we got
yes,
you.
Hi. Yes, hi. How are you doing? This is Brandon from Arlington, Texas. How you doing, Myron and Fresh?
What's up, man? We got Texas in the house, man.
Yeah, what's good? The reason why I'm glad I caught you on live, because, you know, sometimes I'll be busy, whatever, and I missed the live that y'all did yesterday. I just got out of work at like 9:30, and it was like 10 o'clock Eastern, so I kind of missed like half of it. The reason why I called is because I use Instagram for for my artwork, whatever, and I'm trying to grow my business. And actually, I was trying to get in touch with Fresh about the course that y'all was offering. I think it's Wednesday, and I think it's a great benefit for me to get on a course, not just to get women. I'm already getting women. Like, I do cold approach, bro. I do cold approach,
yeah. And
I'd be on like five different dating sites. Like, believe it or not, five different dating sites. And I'm just trying to extend, basically, horizon on like Instagram, because I usually don't like do like the dating on the Instagram. I usually do it for like my artwork, and I'm just trying to grow it more. And I'm gonna tell you, like, my followers, I have only like 561 followers, and the thing is, what I do is, I try to give out my business card. I say, you know, approach females. At the same time, give my business card and try to follow me. Sometimes they will follow me, and sometimes they don't. And I already know it. I know it's about sales and all that type of stuff. I just need to know, like, how to make the algorithm go a little faster, because I post my stuff every weekend, like my artwork every weekend, like Thursday or Friday, like at a time like 5 or 6, where people's just starting to get off work, whatever. I notice I get more likes, not as necessary comments, but more likes. I notice that. But if I post like in the morning time, it's like low. It's slow, like, to get like likes, whatever. So what's your thought on that? What I can do, whatever.
Okay. So how often are you posting?
Every week, because I work, a lot, so I try to post. I try to post my artwork every week.
Yeah. So the number one thing is, what are you using your Instagram for? You're using it to try to date, right?
Mostly business.
Oh, mostly business. Okay. Because the thing is that if you're gonna run an IG for business, you might want to separate the two. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're running it for business, you're going to have to do certain things to be, you know, good with your business and be able to convey that professional image. Whereas when you're running a personal one, you're going to do other things to be more attractive to women. So the number one thing is, I would say, make another profile. That's why I made another profile too. Unplug Lifestyle. If you guys want to check it out, where I, you know, we're going to employ a lot of the tactics from the DMs on demand course on my Instagram. It's Unplug Lifestyle, guys. That's my personal one that we're going to use strictly to DHV. I would start with, number one, making a different Instagram, right? Then number two, you got to post more often, my man. The Instagram algorithm rewards you when you post more often. Now, with that said, that doesn't mean you want to post all the time and post some BS that doesn't get engagement. You need to get engagement. You know what I'm saying? So engagement is the name of the game. So you need to put content that gets people engaged, good captions, good pictures, good stories, etc. The more engagement you have, the more people are going to stay on the app. The more people stay on the app, the more you get pushed in the algorithm to get followers. And then there's other ways to get followers as well that we break down in the course, organic and non-organic ways to do it that won't ruin your profile. But, you know, your biggest thing, if your goal is to promote your business one, you need to post more often, and then the content's got to be more engaging. But personally, dude, if you wanted to date, I would make another profile strictly for dating. I would not use your art one to pull chicks, because you're going to have a lot of your pictures of art on there, not many pictures of you. Girls aren't going to want to scroll down all the way to see a picture of you, you know what I'm saying, if it's even there, because you're going to be using that to showcase your work. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't mix the two. I would set up a new profile.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, Fresh just brought up a good point. Guys, pro tip for all you guys, start using Reels. We're going to give you guys some free value right now. Start using Reels. So Instagram rolled out something new called Reels about, what, like 2-3 months ago, Fresh? So Reels, guys, is basically like – they ain't going to say it, but it's Instagram's fight against TikTok. As you guys know, during this beer bug, TikTok exploded in usage, right? And TikTok has a very addictive interface where, like, you open up the app, they immediately start playing videos for you, and the TikTok algorithm is very it's very good. They basically let you grow fast, and they show you content that you're looking at already. So Instagram, to compete with that, right, because it's the number one app, they created something called Reels, which Reels is very similar to TikTok. So for them to get so if you use Reels for Instagram is more incentivized to push you in the algorithm. So I would start using Reels. So if you're going to post a video, instead of posting it as a video, post it as a reel and make it very engaging. That's what's going to help you. So that's a game changer right there as well to help you.
Okay, then. Well, thank you so much for your advice, whatever. And all that you do, I'll still be watching your videos. Y'all have a blessed day. I'll be easy.
Thank you so much, bro, and I appreciate the support. I hope we were able to give you some value there. You know, if we're giving you guys value like this for free, imagine behind the module, and then on top of that, the Zoom calls are going to be nuts. So, guys, because we're getting a lot of questions in here about this. Guys, the link for the course is going to be – we're going to put it out tomorrow because we're building the page right now as we speak. I got my guys behind the scenes building the page. But to get notified, get on my email list. Fresh is going to put the link in the chat right now, but you're going to get my free ebook, Unplugging from the Matrix of Fitness and Game, and you guys are going to be the first ones to get notified when the course comes out tomorrow at 6 p.m. You'll get a link. You'll be able to go there, buy it direct, get at the pre-order price at the early bird special, $397, goes up to $497 on Black Friday, and then $797 after Cyber Monday, guys. You definitely want to get in sooner than later. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to definitely help you out significantly. Let's see here if we got any other. Okay, we got a caller on the line right now. We'll answer this call and then we might call it Cannon. Oh, two more. Okay. Well, we know what. We'll answer these two questions. We got it. We're gonna keep giving you guys this heat, baby. The show doesn't end. Caller, you're on the air. Fresh got to go pick up rent from his tenant, but screw the tenant. We're helping out the people, baby. Go ahead. Caller, you're on the Gains podcast. You there?
Yo.
Yo, what up, man?
Oh, bad. I didn't know if it was me or the next caller. What's up, man? What's up? My name's Kyle. I'm 28. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I meant to actually call in yesterday with the same exact question, so it's crazy that this was the topic for today's stream because I've been noticing this. Like, I don't really have problems getting dates. I usually date in, like, my extended friend group and then, like, dating apps. But, like, even when I get these girls on, like, a first date, second date, they're always asking, like, yo, what's your Instagram? Like, yo, do you have IG? Like, yo, what's up? So, and I haven't had IG in a couple of years. I used to work for, like, a social media company. So, after that, I kind of like, went away from social media apps. So, I haven't had IG in a while. Yeah. So, my question is, like, I don't really have problems with my dating profile, like, with the type of stuff I post on there. It's just, like, pretty much my life. Like, I do sports. I travel and stuff. So, like, if I'm going to start an IG, do I post those same types of posts, pictures, and things like that starting out? Like, what would you suggest, like, for somebody who's making IG who, I mean, like, my lifestyle is fine, but it's just, like, I have to get over the hump of, like, just committing to making one and, like, not feeling like it's a chore because, to be honest, like, I almost want to just hire somebody to do it for me because it's just, like, I just need it for that type of thing.
So number one, check out my Instagram to use it as an example, Unplug Lifestyle. That'll kind of give you guys like, even if you guys don't want to buy the course, you guys can go ahead and emulate that as best you can. You know what I'm saying? We're obviously going to give the secret sauce of what I'm doing behind the scenes for each post, but it's Unplug Lifestyle if you want to check it out and see. But I'm not even going to lie to you guys. So I'm going to tell you guys the truth. Fresh spent a few years figuring out how to crack the code with Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Five? Make it crazy. Anyway, I didn't even know that long, but he spent a few years basically trying to, set up his Instagram in a way that's going to make him more attractive. So I'm not even going to cap on you guys. It is going to take some work. The stuff that in the module, the things we're going to teach you guys, it is going to take a little bit of effort from your end. But the beauty is this, you set it up once, you never have to set it up again, man. And then when you get it set up right, you're basically able to create passive DHVs. Like, for example, let's say you want to create passive income, right? You're gonna have to go buy a house. You're gonna have to put a big down payment. You're gonna have to find tenants. You're gonna have to clean it up, fix it, all this other stuff, right? It's gonna be a lot of upfront work, but the benefit is you're gonna be able to get some cash flow passively, right? So you work hard upfront in the beginning, so you don't have to work hard in later on. So that's exactly how Instagram is. So the beauty is that we're gonna give you guys a shortcut to set your profile up like that. We're gonna teach you guys how to do it in 10 modules and over 10 Zoom calls, so that when you guys are done, by the time you get off that 10th Zoom call, right? That 10th Zoom call, we're going to have an 11th one actually to teach you guys how to get a first date lay on the first date, right? Because obviously getting all these girls into your funnel and going on dates, now you got to actually close them, right? But, and that's going to be an extra bonus if you decide to get it for $147. It's going to be called the First Date Lay Blueprint. But if you, after you go through the course, you're going to basically know how to set up your Instagram in a way that's going to make you the most attractive to chicks, to make you attractive to network with other men so that you can build business relationships and or strong friendships. And it's basically the best – it's by far the best IG course. And it took years to figure out, but we're going to basically teach you guys how to do it in a fraction of the time, because we're going to keep you guys from making all the mistakes that we made. So,
I'll check out the course.
Yeah, man. It comes out tomorrow at 6 p.m. And get on my email list so that we can send you the link directly, so that when it comes out, you'll get notified immediately. You can go in and get it for the $397 price point. Because I'll tell you guys right now, you want to get it when it's cheap, man, not when it's $797, which is probably what it's going to stick at. Because we've been getting yelled at by a lot of our mentors for selling this course for so cheap. You know, everyone, no joke, guys, we were on a call with a very high-level marketing guy, and he told us we need to be selling this for $997, no cheaper. And we're like, no, we ain't going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and there was a little bit of a heated argument. But we said we're not going to do that. We got a lot of young guys following us. We got a lot of guys that want to be able to get this kind of content. We're going to sell it cheaper. And it is what it is. And then we could double the price after, but we're going to give guys a window to get in at a good price. So, but yeah, dude, like setting up your IG, it is a pain. I ain't going to lie, but we're going to help you shortcut it so that you can get it done faster. But in the meantime, definitely check out my Instagram, Unplugged Lifestyle, and try to emulate that best you can, because we're going to be using the strategies on that profile. And yeah, man, I mean, I know it's a chore, but you know, hopefully we're going to cut that work down for you significantly.
All right.
Any other questions?
All right, appreciate you. Appreciate you, Fresh. One more thing I wanted to share. So I'm gonna put the chat on game. I'm saying this man in the chat, by the way. We'll put the chat on game, yo. The most successful app for me personally, as far as dating goes, has been Yelp. I'm not even going front. I don't know how. Yo, I'm telling you, man, it got DMs and you just be on there writing your reviews and you know, looking at the places that you're trying to order from. I'm telling you, bro. I don't know what it is about that app. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, during this whole thing, the most dates I've gotten has been off of Yelp. More than Bumble, Hinge, all that.
Yeah,
right,
you know
I'm
what?
Let y'all go.
I'm not surprised because I know guys that run LinkedIn game too. I know guys that use LinkedIn to get girls. You know what I mean? I mean, John from My Life Dating uses LinkedIn to get chicks. You know what I'm saying? So it's actually, you know, there's definitely other ways to get women. You know what I'm saying? But that's a first. I never heard of nobody using Yelp, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you, if it has profile pictures and messages, it's a dating app. Facts. But I,
bro, that's awesome. More power to you, my friend. Everybody in the chat going nuts. Yelp, what? You know, it makes sense though, because it's a food rating app, and these chicks always love going out and eating, bro. Like a lot of girls enjoy.
Damn, you don't even have to pick where you take them.
Yeah, bro. So that actually makes sense. So, but yeah, man, if you got any other questions, or we'll move on to the next caller.
Nah, we good. I appreciate y'all.
All right, brother, get on the email list. You can get the course, and we're gonna help you shortcut it. I know it's work, but you know we're gonna help you basically do it in a fraction of the time.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, man. Peace. All right, next caller.
Hello, what's up?
Hey, what up, bro?
What's up, man? I just wanted to talk to you about, you know, the Instagram game and stuff like that.
Sure.
You know, in terms, I think you said something about non-organic growth or something like that, using non-organic engagement. Like, what do you mean by that?
That means using the tactic of procuring followers through purchase.
Okay. Yeah, what do you think about like some people using fake likes and fake followers to get their Instagram up?
So I can't go into a detail here on the stream, but we break it down in a very detailed way, how to do it where it's not going to mess you up. But we also provide organic growth strategies too. So we do both, because we know that regardless of whether you buy this course or not, guys are going to try to buy followers or whatever. So since we know that you're going to do it, we basically talk about it anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, like a dad that knows his son is going to go out there to college and have sex, but you just give him condoms anyway. Like, that's kind of how we operate. Like, we know you guys are going to do it anyway. So we're going to give you guys the most optimal way to do it that isn't going to hurt you. And we give both options, and we go into detail on how to do each and how to do it in a way that's going to optimize and not hurt your profile.
Yeah, because I actually know someone that has a social media account. He's an artist, like he makes songs and things like that, and he actually uses fake likes and fake followers and fake views, and he also uses fake comments. But I realized he was doing it, but it looked too obvious. So that's what I was wondering, because there's a lot of these websites that offer, you know, fake fuse fake likes and things like that, but yeah, I think it can be quite dangerous. I think Instagram blocks you in the algorithm or something like that.
Yeah, it can definitely get you shadow banned if you don't do it right, and you can't like OD on it, which we break that down. If you are gonna buy, how many you got to do it at a time? How to stagger it so that you don't mess yourself up? How to still maximize your engagement rate so you don't get like put in the back burner? You know what I'm saying? So we have a bunch of these tactics, and then we're gonna also break down re-engagement tactics. So let's say you've been shadow banned or whatever, ways to kind of get out of that shadow ban. But that's going to be in the Zoom call. We definitely ain't putting that in no module because that's too much secret sauce. But we're going to have basically a curriculum for the Zoom calls. And like on this day, we're going to talk about, running ads or whatever it may be. And then another day we'll talk about, how to procure followers. Like we're going to have each day is going to be a topic, and then pretty much it's going to be extensive a presentation, and it's going to be a Q&A after. But the secret sauce stuff is going to be in the Zoom calls because we can't put in the modules. But definitely getting unshadow banned or preventing getting shadow banned is going to be one of them.
Yeah, because I just checked your Instagram. I checked your Unplugged Lifestyle Instagram, and it's basically pictures of you, like pictures of you in different outfits in different places. Would you say if you had like a dating profile, a dating app, would you upload those same pictures on the dating app, or would you use separate ones?
Excellent question. You would use a combination of the two. You would use some dating pictures as well on your Instagram, but on the Instagram, you're not as like stringent upon like the pictures being like super aesthetically pleasing. The Instagram is more about conveying lifestyle. You know what I mean? So you would mix them though. You would definitely have some of your dating pictures on your IG too, because your dating pictures, if you do everything correctly, like we talk about in the course, your dating pictures should be really good. So you want to definitely sprinkle those in there as well. And the profile only have two pictures in there, but basically me and Fresh are both controlling it. So we put stories on there and whatever. We'll post another picture on there today. But we're slowly adding pictures on there because we don't want to overspam. Oh, Fresh just posted a picture just now, actually, for me. So, but yeah, watch that profile, guys. You guys are going to see, like, the slow come up. And then also, added bonus, I reset all my dating apps. So when we start the Zoom calls, I'm going to actually turn on all my dating apps and show you guys how to run an Instagram funnel for dating apps when we're on the Zoom calls. So that's going to be another added bonus that I forgot. That I forgot to tell you guys, because as we always talk about, when you get a lead through Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, or whatever it may be, you can run it through a text message funnel, which is typically what I do, or you can run it through an Instagram funnel, which is what Fresh does. So we'll use my profile, this new one, as a dummy beta to show you guys how to run girls through your Instagram funnel. And then we'll do that during the Zoom call.
So what you mean is, getting girls on from your dating app to the Instagram and basically to real life, pretty much.
Exactly. Because when you get a lead through online dating, you can either text message her to get her on the date, or you can use Instagram to get her on the date. But I always tell guys, don't give your Instagram and run her through the Instagram funnel unless your Instagram's optimized. You know what I'm saying? I always tell guys 99% of the time, just text. But I'm going to show you guys how to do it through an Instagram as well.
Okay, that's pretty much what I wanted to know, man. That's good, man. I can't wait for the course, man.
No worries, man. It comes out tomorrow, 6 p.m., guys. Don't forget, get on my email list. Get my free ebook, Unplugging from the Matrix of Fitness and Game. Link is in the description. That's going to alert you guys. It's going to be up tomorrow at 6 p.m. We'll release the course. 10 modules, 10 Zoom calls. All the secret sauce will be in the Zoom calls. We're going to also offer a 147 upgrade to get the first date lay blueprint, where we're going to give you guys the secrets on like how to run a first date, like how to like pretty much get a 90% close rate. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to give you guys different options. One, if you're going to drink, one, if you're not going to drink, one, if you don't live in a major city or in a good area where you have good logistics. So we're going to handle all types of situations where you might have a date. So, Fresh. Yep. Okay. So, we're going to get this thing closed, man. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like the video. Help us grow in the algorithm, man. We're going to definitely catch you guys. Next show we're going to do, we're going to actually have Donovan Sharp, guys, in-house Thursday, right, on the Fresh to Fit podcast. And we're just going to tackle a bunch of things with Donovan in the house, man. It's going to be lit. We got his reservations ready to go. He's going to be here in Miami in studio with me and Fresh this Thursday, 6 p.m. Make sure you guys check that out. Also, guys, you guys see the symbols up top. We are now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Google Podcasts. We're on everything, guys. So definitely get on there. Support us. It's going to be lit. The podcasts are on there and they're all in really high quality because we pull it right off of our mixer. And get on the Patreon, patreon.com/freshandfitman, where you basically get the $5 tier, you get the videos. We upload a new video every day. $10 tier gets you basically text message response. $20 tier gets you a video response to your question. $50 tier gets you a video response, two video responses, and a Zoom call on Mondays after the Fresh and Fit podcast. And then $97 tier gets you three video responses per month, a Zoom, two Zoom calls per week, Monday and Thursday. And you get, obviously, a Telegram chat where you get direct access to me and Fresh, where you can ask questions real time. And, yeah, guys, course comes out tomorrow. The modules, Telegram chat, it's going to be lit. Don't forget to like the video, guys. Comment, subscribe. Also, get on CEO Lifestyle's YouTube channel, CEO Lifestyle. And we're going to catch you guys Thursday right here live at the Fresh Fit Podcast with Donovan Sharp in studio. Mark your calendars. It's going to be lit. Thank you guys for tuning in. Peace.